keeping the rave alive.
Yo guys, this is Angerfist and you're listening to Keeping the Rave Alive.
Scream if you want to go faster. Clients go with the one like Kutsky.
Oi Kutsky, your name's not Dan, you're not coming in.
Show me some groupie love.
Stepping up to the ones and twos, the main man, Kutsky, keeping the rave alive.
Yo guys, this is Cool, and you're listening to Kutsky.
Magic in the dancer.
Hey, this is MC The Syndrome, representing Hardstyle.
Kutsky,
keeping the rave alive.
Hey, this is Adero, keeping the rave alive with Kutsky.
Are you ready for the rave?
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Rave Alive with myself, Kutsky. How are we all doing? Are you ready for the rave? Indeed, on this week's show. And going back to the proper old school sounds of the early 90s as we continue our club event retrospective series with the sounds of the legendary UK rave event, Fantasia. Just before we get into the beats, I do want to thank everybody that supports me over on Patreon, patreon.com/KTRA. If you enjoy this show, you would like to support me with what I do, you can pledge to support me from as little as £2 a month, and there's a bunch of different tiers on there that you can select from, where you can get rewards that you feel comfortable with. You can get up to an extra 3 shows per week, so if you're listening to this while you're in the gym, on your way back into work, and you're thinking one show a week isn't enough, that could be something that you're interested in. So yeah, I'll drop the link in the description, patreon.com/KTRA. Right, okay, on to this week's show. Fantasia was one of those events. It was a little bit before my raving time, to be honest. I've told the story quite a few times. My entry into the rave scene, I was about 8 years old. That would have made it 1990. I had an older sister that was really into the rave scene, so I used to listen to a lot of her CDs and tapes that she had. Fantasia was a name that came up a lot. I'll be honest, back then, I didn't even really know what it was. I knew it was like it was an album. I didn't know it was an event. And when I listened to it, there were just these like hour-long pieces of music, and I didn't know whether it was like one giant track that went on for like an hour and it just morphed and evolved. I didn't understand anything about DJing or anything like that. So you can understand that this was really early in the rave scene. The brand originally launched as a club night in Coventry. It was the first all-night legal rave in the UK. But it's not necessarily the club show that people remember it from. It's from the massive festival events that they went on to do over the years. And this was everywhere in the UK, big in Scotland, not just an English thing. In the mid to late 90s, they did go more down the housey direction. And, you know, a lot of the albums were mixed by, I think, like Jeremy Healy and Tall Paul and those legends in the house scene. But we're talking about that really early 1992 vibe of Fantasia, where you'd see DJs like Slipmat, Psy, Rat Pack. The word rave does get thrown around a lot. We even use it very loosely on this show. But for me, this is the definitive rave sound. So I hope you're going to enjoy this trip down memory lane. For the next hour, you're in tune to myself, Kutsky, representing Fantasia here on Keeping the Rave Alive. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Thank you. bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only dominator. I'm the one and only dominator.
We'll be right back. says, always tell your mummy before you go off somewhere.
Yeah. remix.
I don't wanna play more.
where we wanna go moving off the ground. We'll be right back.
enjoyed the beats, the sounds of Fantasia with myself, Kutsky, in the mix for the last hour. And also, yeah, obviously that was, you know, representing the sounds of early Fantasia. But I hope that ticked the box. A bunch of people got in touch and said they loved the Rez mix that we did. But they got into the really early raving days of Rez before the, you know, kind of like, you know, 4-4 hardcore sounds. The very early events at Resurrection were similar to this. So yeah, hope that managed to scratch that itch for the old school raving crew as well. So many classics, as always. If you want the full track listing for the show, download all the previous shows and all that good business, head over to our website, keepingravealive.com. One last track before we get out of here, as always, and a track that, for me, when I think of Fantasia, I always think of the YouTube video of Rat Pack at Fantasia. I highly suggest you go in, have a look at that one. Rat Pack live at Fantasia, Donington Castle, 92. So yeah, go and check that one out. We're going to finish up the show this week with Rat Pack Searching for My Rizzler.
Now I originate...
I do want to thank the people that have supported me very generously this week for the virtual beers. Beer.keepingtheravealive.com. It's just a tip system on the show, with the analogy being that if you appreciate the effort that went into this week's show, you can buy me a beer. Greatly appreciate that one over at that website. I'll drop the link in the description, and I want to say a big up to Mooch, who bought me a beer, saying, I normally have your mixes in my ear as I'm traipsing over the cold, wet, deep, muddy fields, and it helps me skip along, much to the amusement of the people that they're working with. Thank you very much, Mooch. Appreciate your support there. Shout out to AJ Raver, saying, big up, Kutsky. Have you ever considered doing a Patreon mix bundle pack that people could buy containing the previous mixes that we released on Patreon? I've actually done that. I started doing that in the past, and nobody bought one of them, so I stopped doing it. But if that's something you're interested in, AJ Raver, I can sort that out. Hit me up, mate. Also, I want to shout out to Geordie McDonald, who bought me a beer, no message, but I greatly appreciate the support with that, mate. Thank you very much. And lastly, a big shout out to Milo Merritt, who says your Raider Baby mix made me so happy I could literally scream. So I'm glad you enjoyed that one as well. Once again, the link for that is beer.keepingtheravealive.com. I'll drop the link in the description of the show. It's a link from the Keeping the Rave Alive website. And if you're feeling generous and you want to support me this week, I'll give you a little shout out and choose some love at the end of the show next week. Thanks for joining me on the show yet again. I'll catch you back on the show same time, same place next week. It's another retrospective, but right about now, we let it run. Rat Pack, Searching for My Rizzler, and I will catch you back on the show same time, same place next week. Until then, it's Kutsky signing out. Keep the rave alive.
Now this happens to be DJ Kutsky, taking you back to the old school. All right? Well, time.
Kutsky beats stronger than a hurricane.
I can feel another rush coming on.
searching for my Rizla. I had some marijuana, I needed to get higher. So I went into the corner, put my Rizla and my ganja. Built another strip until I sold it out of my head. Cause that that's rocking and the shocking, we keep the party moving. Now everybody jumping, the whistle passing blowing. Let's go into the corner with the Rizla and the ganja. Built another strip until we sold it out of my head. I can feel another rush coming on. So strong, yeah, that keeps the party moving on.
So strong. Can you feel it?